Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Brought to you by Boston Connect Real Estate Services. Connect with Sharon now at 781-837-4900 and online at bostonconnect.com. Now, here's Sharon McNamara.
Hey, good morning. This is Sharon McNamara. I'm sorry, we're just having a little technical difficulty. We're sorry about that. We're coming and going. I don't know what's going on, but can you hear me okay?
There you go.
Hello. Hello. Sorry. We're just... Are we on? Yeah. Okay.
Good morning.
We're having a... I know. I was here at 9:30 this morning. I don't know. But you know what? Thank goodness I have Tim manning everything for me today because he is so patient with me. I am technologically deficient, I guess, this morning. Tim, I'm so sorry about that, but I love you.
I love you too. It's okay.
I know you do. You run around like a crazy man, but I know you don't like to hear like this when this other thing is on and then it like went, oh, what? Why is that on? So anyways, we're here. Should we start over? I feel like we should, but whatever. But we're not taping this. Oh, guess what? We're live. So good morning. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, and I am sorry for that little mess up there this morning. My goodness. You are listening to us. We are going to be talking all real estate again today. I'm, of course, with Cindy Ford. You heard her little giggle there, and everybody's getting used to having Cindy Ford on the radio with me. So Cindy's taking over all the little details of what goes on with Boston Connect Real Estate and our real estate show here on WATD. We also have Mr. Bob Gleason with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
How are you?
Good morning, Bob.
I'm so glad that you could join us. It was a last-minute decision for you yesterday.
That's
which was
the best kind.
And you know what? You're good. You're just like, I'm hopping right in. Hey, can I join you? I'm like, of course you can. Come join us. And here you are. So the show's yours. So what are we talking about? Yeah, did you see that? Yeah, he was a little shocked by that. But if you have any questions today, on a serious note, please feel free to call us. We are live today. So if you have any questions in regard to buying a home or selling a home, what's going on in the market, what you can anticipate for coming up in 2016, we have a little crystal ball here. So we'll tell you all about that. We have all kinds of different events that are coming up, and Bob's going to be filling us in on a seminar he's going to be doing. You can call us at the studio. Tim, again, is not mad at me. He loves me, so he won't be upset with me just messing up right there. 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900. He is manning the phone. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, just let us know. We're talking real estate. That's what we've been planning for. If our listeners have been paying attention, right, Sin, they'll know that we haven't had any co-hosts on for the last several weeks.
Correct.
Because we just feel, you know, a lot of times what we've been doing is we bring on co-hosts and we talk a lot about what they do. So, you know, we're always talking about, you know, home inspections, and we have the best of the best when it comes to that, Mr. Stephen Cook from Imperial Inspections. He'll be on with us several times again this year. We're hoping to sneak him in sometime in January because I think that that's a good one to have because we're talking so much about planning to put your house on the market. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important that you have a home inspection before you do that. So I'd love to have him come on and talk about that. And we have new guests we're trying to line up.
Yes. Yes, that's
but
exciting.
The last several shows we've done, it's been an opportunity to talk about what's happened, you know, last year, what we're trying to do this year, and just talk real estate.
Right.
That's the name of the show.
Yeah,
right? Talk real estate.
Talk
So Bob has his nice little book there, Moving On, and he is an SRES. Why don't you tell everybody what that is?
That's a senior real estate specialist. Basically, I took a course, and I've been, working with boomers. I fit into that category. I don't want to be
What is the age for a boomer? Mm. What is that age exactly?
Oh, it's, probably 55 to 60, somewhere around there.
So I'm a boomer?
Yes, Cindy, but you're a dynamite boomer.
I know. You're
a
spectacular
boomer. Okay,
yeah.
Great. Boomer.
So boomers are a very important aspect of my life because, like I said, I'm part of that age group, and I recognize the difficulty of making a decision as to whether or not you're going to keep your large family home or move on to something that you feel is more comfortable to be in. And there's a lot that goes into that that process, and it can be scary, it can be frustrating, and it can also be extremely exciting. And my recommendation is, and always has been, not to try to do something like this on your own. It's great to have family members, adult children to help you, but you really need the benefit of listening to someone that does this for mm-hmm. a full time. Not just a realtor, but an accountant, your insurance people that you deal with, your retirement benefits come into play with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Movers, plumbers, anyone, house inspectors like you just got mm-hmm. through mentioning.
I know a plumber.
I
know a couple plumbers. Actually, I just left a plumber. He's a great plumber, too.
Yeah, he's
good plumbers. Yeah, I just left him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should I do this now?
You know what? We'll talk a little bit more about that, but that mm-hmm. is definitely the key of what we're talking about today. And we had an office meeting yesterday, and Bob was there, and I told him Cindy and I would be here today talking about a couple of things. We want to talk about the importance of having a buyer's agent, because we've been talking about, you know, all the reasons why you should come on the market. And maybe Cindy and I can do a quick recap of that, actually, for people who maybe didn't listen last week. But I know that that information is so very true, because we did last week's show on Saturday, and then Sunday I had an open house that I did, and some of the things that we were talking about came true. So we'll recap that, but just to give our listeners a little idea of what our plan is for today. And it's a very casual plan. You can mess it up for us if you want with some questions. I love that. 781-837-4900. Tim is waiting for your phone calls. But part of the whole process, too, I like to call it navigating the home buying and home selling process and doing it at the same time. So I had coordinated myself last year, too, to do a seminar. This was the title, Navigating Home Buying and Home Selling. Unfortunately, what ended up happening is January, February, March, we were so slow with all the snow. Come April, it was like we were on Pitocin. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that puts women into labor and you have that baby quickly. And I had that. Tim, don't roll your eyes at me.
I didn't roll my eyes. I'm surprised sometimes the things you talk about.
Really? Still? It all has to, I know. Cindy.
We're not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Really? You're really surprised?
All right, just a little bit.
Okay, seriously. We got to hang out one night, Tim. I got to tell you, you would have more fun with me than you even know that's possible.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you about red wine. We were talking about wine earlier.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a connoisseur now that I went to Italy once. So that whole process, I wasn't able to have my seminar, but Cindy and I are going to be planning doing that. Ours is concentrating definitely just on, you know, the home buying and home selling part of it. I know, Bob, you're having you're having yourself, obviously, as a realtor and real estate advisor, and you're also having an attorney.
I am, an estate planning attorney, come to a seminar that I'm having on February 9th mm-hmm. in Kingston at the Adams Center.
Okay, perfect. And we're going to keep on talking about that. So just to give everybody a little highlight, February 9th,
yes.
Bob is going to be having a seminar. It's going to be at the
Adams Center
in Kingston.
Yeah, it's on Route 3A. It's a beautiful, restored, old library in Kingston.
Is it across the street from where Walmart used to be years and years ago?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It's across the street from where the telephone company used to have a facility. That is now the town library in Kingston.
Okay.
But the Kingston the Adams Center Library is it's probably well over 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It has been remodeled, and it is just a spectacular building.
Nice.
And it holds about, I'd say, 50 people or so comfortably for a seminar. And it's handicap accessible. It's very easy to get to. It's right on Route 3A in Kingston.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So yours is going to, what is the hours again? Yeah,
it's going to begin at 7 o'clock. And it's probably going to last about 40 minutes, and then we'll open up to some questions or comments or suggestions or something like that.
Great.
We'll have light refreshments, and we'll also have information regarding different communities and contacts, so that when people come, this is for seniors or adult children of seniors. Adult mm-hmm. children of seniors are very much involved with what's going on. Sometimes they live far away in other states, and that's part of the reason why boomers and people want to, it's one of the reasons why they want to sell a bigger house now and maybe move to a warmer climate or move closer to children and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to talk about the process of how that and what goes into that and you know, just give some hints and some ideas and some
suggestions, especially like the estate planning part, I think is important as well. And when you talk about the different types, you know, of living, on the front page of the Housing Extra this Friday in the ledger pullout, Cindy brought this for me, but I did, I do have an advertisement in there this week for one of my clients, and what we call it is multi-generational living. So not only are people considering selling their current home, but in, you know, moving to a warmer climate, buying something smaller. I had several clients who did that this year, by the way. They sold the big house in this area, you know, the Norwell, Hingham, you know, Pembroke areas, and they were right-sizing, and they bought a condo here in a bigger house down in Florida. Mm-hmm. So we had several people doing that. But on the front page of the Ledger, if you get an opportunity, please go get the Ledger. This is a beautiful, beautiful home. It's located at 8 Farmside Drive in Pembroke. And it is a beautiful home, and it has an in-law apartment in it. But what I love about this in-law, there's many things that you could do with this house. That's what I love about it, because you could have, when we're speaking of multi-generational, sometimes we're seeing the boomers who are just moving in with the children who are maybe in their 30s and 40s. So they're taking the bigger house. The 55, 65-year-old is taking that in-law. Not that they need an in-law to be cared after. It's just, hey, I'm here for like some summer months, and then I'm going somewhere else for winter months. And it helps pay the mortgage. So you can have this beautiful home, and someone's helping you pay the mortgage, too. So mom and dad generally will pitch in and help pay it. So this is a great house. Make sure you see it. And I know Mary Baker, my assistant, is going to be doing an open house there tomorrow. And she is going to be there. Again, the address is 8 Farmside Drive. And she's going to be there from 1 to 3 tomorrow. So make sure you take a chance to go look at that house and see what multi-generational living is. And that's the term I came up with.
A lot of my clients, I did a few of those this year as well. And
yeah,
they are helping with taking care of the children, which helps in daycare. Sorry about that, daycare providers. But it helps with having in-home daycare. And
yeah. Well, it is very expensive. I mean, there are so many things that happen, you know, to both. You know, I feel like I'm sort of the sandwich generation. So not that I take care of my dad or my mom or anything financially, but good morning, Dad. I love you. He listens every week. So and hello to all your walkers at the Hanover Mall, by the way, if they're listening too. We are the sandwich generation. We're taking care of our kids who are in college, and we're also taking care of, and what I mean is making sure that they're okay. You know what I mean? Like, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, so we're in that in between. You know, because you have Papa living with you.
Papa lives with me, yeah.
So when your mother-in-law passed away, unfortunately, I can't believe that was how many years ago?
11.
11 years ago, you opted to put the, you know, the
in-law on. He did not want to be alone. Mm-hmm. And I think that that helped in keeping him as young. I mean, he's 84, which is young, but he it helped keep him, it gave him purpose.
Exactly.
It gave him a huge purpose, taking my daughter to school, picking her up.
And when she got her license,
that was
my
difficult.
My dad did the same thing. I mean, my dad was living closer. You know, he's just from where he was now living in Pembroke as well. And I think that gave him purpose, too. You know, he would get up and bring the girls to Notre Dame. And then when Casey got her license, and it was almost like he lost his job almost,
right.
You know?
Right.
But don't worry about a thing. I find things for him to do, by the way.
Papa, can you hear me? No. Papa, can you drop this check off at Boston Connect? Papa, can you do this? And it gives him, again, purpose. I have him pay some bills that I ordinarily would pay online. I say, hey, can you drop this off? Can you drop that off? And it gives him something to do during the day.
Absolutely.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
You know, I think that's so important, especially I have two young grandchildren who live in Duxbury, and I'm very fortunate to be able to see them as much as I do, and we have them stay over at night, and they're just great little people, and I have just the best time with them.
They're gorgeous, by the way.
They're
such a gorgeous
too,
family.
So.
Yeah, I got my Gleason Christmas card this year. Yeah.
But, you know, having the ability for, I think, grandparents to live, if that works, if that dynamic works for everybody, I think is a wonderful way to, for the, you know, as we get a little bit older to go through that, to go through those years. And like Cindy saying, having a purpose, and that's pretty nice. My other son's mother-in-law and father-in-law did just that. They are they are living together, and they have two little kids over there too that she's in that Lynn's mother is taking care of on a daily basis. So
because it is expensive.
Yes.
But, you know, you get, I think that what's most important is, you know, the kids learn different values. They learn from grandparents.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to say. My daughter is so close to Papa.
Yeah.
Like, there's time that you can't buy that.
No. Nope.
It is priceless.
You
the
can't.
Amount, the, nope. You know, they go out to dinner together. They have date night. The closeness is incredible. It's
that's
great.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful thing. It
and
really
I truly do think that, and we had this conversation because obviously we're friends and, you know, we were out New Year's Eve together, Bob, if you didn't know that. We were whooping it up in the city.
Oof.
No. Yeah. We can't. Whooping it up, by the way, for us is two glasses of wine. All right. Just so you know what whooping it up is for us. But, you know, we were sitting there and talking, and unfortunately, what happens when couples are married for a long time together, unfortunately, when one passes away, the other tends to not do well and sometimes doesn't make it through because of the
correct.
Loneliness. They're literally, they pass away of a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this, you know, and with Papa, and we all adore Papa. I mean, Papa, I mean, it's very close. We're friends and we're neighbors. And when Nana passed away, I mean, I was, you know, blessed to have the opportunity to, you know, do a reading, and Mark and the neighbors were, you know, all pallbearers and part of that. And we all took Papa under our wing because he's now in our neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that kept him, you know, vibrant and alive. And, you know, but if he had been by himself, it would have been sad. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I don't think he would be here today.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I believe that firmly, that you have to have something to do.
Yeah.
You have to feel responsible for something and every day. And let's face it, each and every day is a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
So you might as well take advantage of it as much as you can. And it's great that you're able to do that.
Yeah. And we're making this a little sad, and it's not supposed to be sad.
No,
it's just
not.
what life is, right? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So these are the reason why we're talking about these things.
Right. And I mean, my dad's almost 88, and my mom passed away 5 years ago, and you know, he had the opportunity to come live with us too. Mm-hmm. A little bit like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, one at one end of the bed, one at the other end of the bed. That's my family. But he chose to stay in his home in Braintree that he's lived in since 1964. Mm-hmm. But he's very happy, and he's the most vibrant 88-year-old I have ever met in my life. Still walks 5 miles a day at the plaza.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a walkers group at the plaza. Has more Korean War veteran friends than I care to tell you. So he's very, very, very active, where I don't know that Papa would have been as active.
Yeah.
So it's whatever works for the family dynamic. And yes, being fortunate enough that we could add on to our house to have him live there. Yeah.
And that is one of the struggles that we see. So from a real estate perspective is, you know, finding that right house. You know, what is it going to be? Does that mean we sell? So I see a lot of people who are like, all right, well, I'm going to sell my house. My mom is going to sell her house now that my dad has passed away, or my dad is going to sell the house now that mom has passed away, or now that mom is in a nursing home. I mean, this morning I met with, you know, a friend, and we went to a house this morning because of the situation, you know, the mom and dad are, you know, one is, you know, down in Florida, and, you know, one is in a nursing type facility. So it's like, now what do we do with the house? And, you know, the other struggle that we see as the person who's taking care of, I'm not saying what they left behind, because they didn't leave it behind. They haven't passed. But it's that generation of, if it isn't broken, don't fix it.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that have to be done to these homes afterwards, and a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
And we go through all those processes with people because it can be completely overwhelming. So we try
to... That's the word.
Yeah, right? So we teach you how to do that. And what's the best way to eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
So that's why you have your trusted advisors with you behind you. And we're going to go to a break, but one thing I want to talk about when we talk about purpose. So, you know, now both the girls are in college and we barely see them. And especially Mackenzie, she's gone for the whole summer, but we're getting the cars looked at in a complete overhaul, you know, because they're taking their cars to school.
Right.
We just want to make sure that they're safe. And my dad brought Mackenzie to drop off the car yesterday. And then he went and brought her out for coffee and a donut to meet his friends that he walks with at the mall.
Right.
And then Tuesday I set up an appointment, so Casey's going to drop off her car. So, you know, she's going to meet Nanu, and they're going to go drop off her car, and then they're going to go walk the mall. You know, so like, you know, those are the things, and these are the memories I want my kids to have, those times, you know, with, and I think these are going to be good memories for him too.
Absolutely.
You know?
Priceless.
Maybe I'll go walk the mall with him one day.
Sure you will.
Yeah, I know.
That 3 minutes you have to spare?
Well, that's what I was laughing when he said, you know, you have to have a purpose and something to do every day. I go, I want one day with nothing to do. Give me one day with nothing to do. And that's what I want to do. Even when we went away to visit Casey in Italy, it was like she had an agenda. And I was like, oh, all right, well, here we go. So, all right, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to really get into the meat of some of these things. But these are good conversations. And maybe this is, you know, prompting some questions in your head and some of the considerations that you have. So we're going to give you that phone number one more time, 781-837-4900, 781-837-4900. If we're hitting a chord a little bit with anyone who's out there and is going through this, we'd love to talk to you about some of the thoughts that you have about this process. And we will be right back.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. 50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Bob Gleason, all of Boston Connect Real Estate, located here on the South Shore. We are conveniently located right on Route 139, so we're touching Duxbury, we're touching Hanover, we're touching Marshfield, we're minutes to Norwell. I was in Norwell this morning doing an analysis. So we're all over doing our thing, and we expand out, which is great. Name like Boston Connect Real Estate. We're getting all those people from Braintree, Weymouth, Quincy that are
absolutely
coming this way. We're the gateway to the South Shore here.
And
right?
Boston.
And
in
you
Boston.
Have a new agent in the office that lives in
Rainham.
Rainham.
Yep. Yep, we have a
isn't
new.
That,
yeah,
isn't that exciting?
We do. Yeah, we have an agent from Rainham. We haven't. I was thinking about that last night because I was actually talking to somebody last night when we were out for dinner, and he is an agent as well. And we were just talking about, you know, the sphere of where we do reach, and we reach pretty far. I mean, because
absolutely.
I grew up in Dorchester, you grew up in Braintree.
Yeah,
we have people who have grown up all over Dedham and Norwell,
Brockton.
And Brockton. Yeah, so we have people all over who really know, have little. You know, niches and, you know that area really well. 781-837-4900. I guess everyone's either very sleepy this morning, we've either bored them to tears, or they just have nothing to say. So, I don't know. What do you think it is, Tim? Do you think we're just boring them to tears?
No, I don't think it's you're boring them. I think it's the lack of sunshine and the kind of sleepy weather.
Yeah, I agree. So last week, this week we're talking about navigating the home buying and home selling process at the same time. That first part of our show, we were discussing all the reasons why people are considering it. And we were having some good dialogue off the air, too, just in regard to maybe it's better for us if our parents are getting older to start the processes sooner, because why don't you guys discuss what you're having? I mean, don't talk about the fight you just had, but why don't you talk about, geez, little kids playing over here. Like, seriously, guys, you're on the same team. Like, so what they were talking about is, you know, having a professional. Bob thinks it's important to have a professional take the things out.
I do. I think that way they're, I mean, within reason. You can't have somebody come in and just, I remember a Seinfeld episode where a guy lived by himself and he had all of these old records and he just was giving them away, not realizing the value of them. And his son found out about it and his son was very upset by that whole process. So I think that if people are finding it difficult to get rid of, dresses or things like that for that their daughters wore to
first communion,
first grade, or something like that. Those things are keepsakes for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are the hard asset things too that you don't want to just toss out. So you really want to have somebody there, I believe, that that knows the value of things that you're doing. And mm-hmm. and to your point too of earlier, I think you want to do this before you have to do it. Because mm-hmm. when you have to do it, when you're pushed up against the wall and you say, oh, I got to get this done because I got to go back to Colorado. Mm-hmm. I got to be back to work and blah, blah, blah. And I got the kids in school mm-hmm. and traveling and all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do it before mom and dad get to the point where they can't do it themselves, I think that's the best way to go about doing things. But, again, getting back to it.
Because they can be part of the process.
That's exactly right.
So, and that was your point, Cindy. Yeah.
Yes, I have a listing that, unfortunately, when the father passed away, the mother went downhill drastically. Within 6 months was in assisted living and is now in late stages of dementia.
Mm.
So the children who are all over the place and scattered, and there are seven of them, have been left with the task of, they built this house in 1968 and they have lived in there and raised seven children mm-hmm. since 1968 and all their grandchildren have come. So that was quite a difficult emotional process for them,
yeah.
especially because now they needed to sell the house very quickly.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's planning. You do need to really think. It's one of the worst things to think about, but I think it's just a necessary evil, and if your parents are able now, like, have them start the process as well.
Absolutely. And here's one of the things that, I mean, for me, 2016, people are always telling me, Sharon, you're involved in so many things. It's my makeup. I am go, 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 go. It's just how I'm built. And this year, but unfortunately what has taken a back burner sometimes are the simple things mm-hmm. in life, like sitting in front of the fireplace and just reading a book, right? So I don't tend to do those things because in my head it's always been a little bit of a waste of time. You know what I mean? Like I could be
doing something.
I could be cleaning the basement or right. I could be doing this or I could be doing, so I've never taken the time to do those things. But, there was a commercial that was out this year and it legitimately had me in my kitchen sobbing, and it was a YouTube thing that came across on Facebook or something that I had seen, and it was a video of an elderly man, and this was in Switzerland, maybe, I don't even remember where that was. It was another country. You saw this. It makes me cry, Bob. I'll show it to you. So it was an elderly man, and he invited all of his family, his kids and grandkids, to come and visit him for the holiday, and they were all too busy. And they showed clips of like the son, who was a doctor, and he was. Did you see this, Tim?
I don't know. I might be thinking of something else.
Okay, so you'll have to look at it. It broke my heart, but it also opened my eyes. And I think that that's what the commercial was meant to do. So it, like, you can see, like, the, one of the sons is a doctor and he's, like, busy and he's, like, you can see them texting, like, I'm too busy, like, I can't, no, like, I can't, the daughter, I can't make it. So this is awful. The story is awful. Like, so there was a lot of controversy around this, why it made its way on Facebook. The elderly man faked his death. And all the family, did you see this? Yeah.
Yes, I did see this.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
So he faked his own death, and all the kids thought that their father had passed away. So you see them all flying in from different mm-hmm. countries and different places and, and all getting there. And when they got there, they walked in, they all met in front of the house and they all went into the house together. And when they got in the house, it like smelled like food and it smelled like holiday. And I could cry right now. And the father came out. Mm. Hey, look.
such a... almost a bittersweet ad. But
yeah. But it does. It opens your eyes. It's like, really, am I that busy that I can't even like enjoy the family that I have? You
right.
know what I mean?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't it be a nice thing? Let me just get back on track. Whew, that was awful. YouTube that. If that doesn't make you cry, you are not human. But to get back to what it is, about the whole process, wouldn't it be nice to maybe sit with mom and dad if both are alive, or just sit with dad and or just sit with mom and take a Sunday or a Saturday, or you know what, call in sick on a Wednesday, do whatever, and sit there with mom and dad and go through the photos. What a better way to learn about your ancestors, you know, or, you know, and this is the thing I've talked about before, like how many vases do we have? I have so many vases, right? So if you came into my house and saw that, you'd be like, all right, it's just a vase. Let's throw that away. When I look at that vase, I see the flowers that my husband bought me. I see the flowers that my dad gave me. I see the flowers that my sister sent me to thank me for bringing her to Italy with my family. Like, that's what I see. So it would be nice to sit down with mom or dad to do those things, right?
Absolutely.
God, I got really emotional there. You didn't even try to catch...
I couldn't, because then I would have cried. You know me.
Why didn't you save me right there? You make me embarrass myself here. Do you know how many listeners we have?
That's not embarrassing at all. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be good? Like, so start that process sooner. So when you do, now it's like I went to this house this morning, and I had this house in Abington. My client is up in Vermont, owns a restaurant up in Vermont. He was referred to me by an attorney, and an estate attorney, and I went over to the house. He was there. I literally had to drop everything. He's like, I'm here for the day. I need someone to get over here. I was like, let me drop everything. I'll be right there. Go over to his house in Abington, and again, stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. So much stuff. The mother was living on the first floor because she couldn't do the stairs anymore. And one of the things was just sorting through all of this stuff, but now they're just like, what is this? So they could be throwing away the vase of the flowers that was the first set of flowers dad ever gave them. Not that maybe we want it, but wouldn't that have been a good memory as we were donating it, you know?
I remember when my mother had to relocate from her apartment to a nursing home in Kingston. And
who's this, your mother-in-law?
My mother.
Oh, your mother, okay.
And we had gone over to clean out the apartment, and unfortunately and very unintentionally, I had this when I was about 5 years old, and people my age will remember it. I had what was called a Captain Midnight cup. It was a red cup, and there was a decal on the side of it of Captain Midnight. He was some TV something, you know? Mm-hmm. And I loved this cup. And it stayed, because I was 5 years old when I had the thing.
It's chocolate milk, eggnog,
all this stuff. Anyway, it disappeared.
Yeah.
So the lesson learned there is, if you find yourself in a position where you are helping mom and dad to sell the house, get over there yourself.
Yes.
And find the things that are important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they don't get lost. And like you were saying, Sharon, about the heritage, about your family.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage older people to start writing down stories about their brothers and sisters and their mother and their father, because mm-hmm. that's a whole generation.
That's a whole generation of
things that went on that we weren't here.
Yes, and you know, that's part of the thing, and we've totally gone off track, but this is a really good conversation, so I hope that you're enjoying it as well. 781-837-4900. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Bob Gleason. We are all expert real estate agents from Boston Connect Real Estate. We're doing this full-time so we can be the best we can be for our clients and all of our family, friends, and referrals. But these are the conversations we're having at our table here at WATD, and this is what I feel makes it so real, is us being so transparent. I'm very transparent anyways, but you know, we talk about these things of you know, knowing our heritage. One of the things we're missing now, again, I never dreamed, and I don't know if it was, you know, I never dreamed of going to Europe. I just never had the desire to. I just don't know. Is that something, you know, the girl from Dorchester never dreamed of it. We just didn't talk about going, you know, when, you know, you're in a convenience store. We never talked about going to Italy. I just knew my father's ancestors are from there. And when we went, one of the things that I brought home from there is some of their sayings. Like, we drink wine when we have our feet under the table, meaning we're sitting there eating and enjoying. But see, that's what they're doing right, is that they're taking the time to actually eat dinner at the table.
Oh.
And we're hearing the stories about the ancestors. Like, we still do that. You know, I'm really happy that we do that with my family. Like, every opportunity, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I love hearing the stories that my dad says, you know, about his family and the history of his family. I love when my mother will tell me things about her mother and father. You know, those are real stories. If people don't start writing them down, Bob, our generation is so busy that we're not even eating dinner at the table.
That's right.
Correct. Right.
We're not hearing the stories. We're going to lose a lot of it.
It's important to some people. Other people, it doesn't seem to faze them.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like you said, they're so busy with doing other things.
Yeah. And that's just life. I mean, the cost of living right now is extraordinary. So both parents have to work. And that's why I think it's nice that if the grandparents are available to watch the children, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, I love it.
I love when you don't run out of the office because you're always on time, but when you're leaving the office because you're going to meet the school bus. I love that. Like, that brings me so much happiness. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
even
sure.
Like when our agents, you know, in the office, when they're taking off to go get the kids and everything. I mean, our office is built around that family value. And those are our core values and principles at Boston Connect Real Estate. We have Jimmy from Marsh Realty. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. I have a quick question. I just sold my home. I lived there for several years, and I bought a condo.
Mm-hmm.
And after we bought the condo, we had our first condo association meeting, and I discovered that there was a pending assessment.
Oh.
Then they announced it, and it was a considerable amount. And no one told me about it before during the whole passing process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do I have a recourse with that?
Probably not, and that's probably more of a conversation for an attorney. And you know what? I know that... Tom Williams is on after us.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to ask Cindy. Can you go grab Tom? Ask him if he'll join us for a second. So this is one of the things. Well, Cindy's going to get him, and I want to answer this question for you. We'll let him answer. I just want to, I don't know, did you have a buyer agent representing you? Was it somebody local?
I had two. There was a buyer and a seller agent, and I had my own attorney also.
Okay.
Do the closing because there was no bank involved.
All right. So I just asked Tom Williams to join us. And again, he is a real estate attorney and he is a darn good one. So obviously he has all his disclosures and stuff that he can't say certain things. But for one of the things, I just want to let you know, when I work as a buyer's agent, just to get Tom up to speed, Jimmy bought a condo. When he purchased the condo, he went through the whole process, but he's now living there and there's a special assessment that he wasn't ever told of. He wants to know if there's any recourse. When I work as a buyer's agent, Jimmy, one of the things that I request is 6 months of the last 6 months of the minutes of the meeting. Because when you get those minutes, what you're able to do is see what the association is talking about. So they'll talk about things like that. But I'm going to let Tom answer.
Okay, this is the way it works in special assessments. In the purchase and sale agreement, there's a line that says that you are, the seller is responsible for any assessments that are placed on the property prior to the sale. Sometimes it says prior to the sale. Sometimes it says prior to the signing of the purchase and sale agreement or the signing of the offer. But there's definitely a line on the P&S agreement that says that. So you have to find your P&S agreement and see what it says about special assessments. And then what happens is this. If the assessment was, let's say it was talked about, you know, so the condominium board is saying, well, you know, we think we might have to put a new roof on, a new siding or something like that, but it was not actually assessed, well, you can't hold the seller responsible. But if it was actually assessed, then then it depends upon your P&S agreement when it was assessed and when whether it says that that the seller is responsible for one's after the signing of the offer or after the signing of the P&S or right up until the day of the sale. So you really have to find out the date it was assessed, and then you have to review your purchase and sale agreement.
And his attorney, Tom, would be able to, I mean, should know that. I mean, those are things I'm assuming, and I'm sorry to just catch you off guard. I know you were doing something else. Is that something that attorneys are looking at?
Well, what happens is this, is that they probably wouldn't see it because what happens is, what we get from a condominium association is we get a 6D certificate, and the 6D certificate says that all the condo fees are paid up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there was a special assessment or something that was not paid up to date, then it would show. But I think the seller would definitely owe it to you. The seller owes you the money if the special assessment happened prior to your buying the house. And you have, but just look at it. had to find out the date that it was actually done on the condominium. And the trustees should be able to tell you because they had a vote. They had a vote at certain times saying, look, we're going to assess everybody $10,000 or whatever. And there's lots of people that sell condos that might say, well, you know, this place is going to need a new roof pretty soon. So I think, you know, maybe I'll sell it now. Well, that's, it's no different than the homeowner. I found out something. When you have a house that's about 25 years old, everything starts to go in the house. So if you've got to buy a used house, buy it about 10 years old. Or if you buy one that's 25 years old, buy it after the seller has put a lot of money fixing it up. Because there's a lot of things that when somebody builds something, the useful life is like 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm. And you can get home like the little warranty things that you can get for a year warranty. Jimmy, how much is the assessment? I'm just curious.
It's $400,000. But it's for 75 units. My portion is $10,000.
Well, that's a lot. But what are they going to do for the $10,000? What are they going to do?
They're going to reseal the backside of the building. And it was assessed 6 months ago because I went into all the past documents and I found it where they notified all the owners.
And so they assessed it 6 months ago. And when did you buy it?
I bought it. I've had it now for 2 months.
I think you may be able to pin the tail on the donkey. You might be able to get the other person to pay it.
Yeah, well, see, the attorney is an attorney. It's my personal attorney who I've had for years. He's done other transactions. And I don't want to blame him for it.
Oh, no, I don't think... The attorney, I don't think it's going to show up. You know, when we, I don't think it's going to show up in anything that the lawyer does. But it's something that the, when it does come up, the seller's going to have to pay it.
Right.
You know, because it's not, there's not something recorded at the Registry of Deeds. The lawyer is not going to see it.
Right.
So you don't have to hold him responsible. So it's not holding the attorney responsible. You could hold the seller responsible. And the second one is, do you have title insurance on the property?
I do now. Yes, I do.
Okay, if you have owner's title insurance, you might contact the owner's title insurance company, and they might protect you on that.
Wow.
Because the seller signs documents at the closing saying that they don't owe any money and there's no work that's been done on the property and stuff. And I think your owner's title insurance may protect you.
I'll give them a call.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's worth the phone
Good.
Call.
Tom, you know what? I'm sorry that I did that to you, but you know what? We have one of our WATD listeners who needed a question, and I just happened to see an attorney walking by.
in Massachusetts, if you walk around any corner, you might see a lawyer. But, listen,
thank you very much. That was very helpful.
Okay, good luck.
We're glad that we could help you, Jimmy. Good luck with everything. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. So that's the thing. That's what we try to do here at WATD. We work as a team, and when somebody has a question, if I can't answer it, I'm going to try my best to find an answer for you. So I just saw Mr. Kevin Tocci walk by too. Good morning, Kevin Tocci. And so he just went by. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to finish up what we're talking about. We'll be right back.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
50% more talk real estate, absolutely free. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. Now, 1 hour every Saturday morning on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Talk Real Estate along with Cindy Ford. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford and Bob Gleason. We are all real estate advisors, sales and marketing advisors, realtors at Boston Connect Real Estate, which is my firm that I opened up 5 years ago. Just want to give a little statistics because we ended our year last year. And as everybody knows, and I talk about it on the radio, I talk about it in the show, I mean, in the office when we're doing things, I, and mostly all of us, we do not gauge our success by our numbers. So we generally don't look at, you know, market share and stuff like that. We're just really not concerned about it. Our main priority and goal is our clients' main priorities and goals. And I gauge my success by how happy they are, right?
Right.
But we did numbers yesterday. In Plymouth County, of all the real estate offices in Massachusetts, we are number 14 of all offices. So that would be individual offices. So there are larger companies that have offices in different locations. So they might have a location, you know, in Marshfield, and they might have a location in
Norwell.
You know what I mean? So they have multiple locations. So those are offices. We're number 14 out of all of those offices for the state of Massachusetts.
That's awesome.
For Plymouth County. And when we do firms, so it would be like that one we just said, that one, you know, there's an office in Norwell and an office in Marshfield. If that was one firm, with firms, we're number 12.
Wow.
Yep. And units sold. So congratulations to everybody over at Boston Connect Real Estate. And if you are looking for a real estate advisor, we would love to hear from you. So you can call us on our new phone number, 781-826-8000 at the office. We have a new phone number over there. We have the old one too, but 781-826-8000. So here we are, 781-826-8000. So here we are, 781-837-4900, 837-4900. Tim is still manning the phones. We're talking about navigating the home buying and home selling process. We just had a call from Jimmy in Marshfield, who just purchased a condo and was surprised by the special $10,000 assessment that came up. And my first prompting question was, did you have a buyer's agent representing you? Because of, not that that buyer's agent did anything wrong, I don't know. All I know is when we're working as a buyer's agent, the things that we do, we look for 6 months of those things. So Cindy, I know you work as a buyer's agent a lot as well. So what are some of the things that you're considering when you are working with as a buyer's agent? Why do you think it's important to have a buyer's agent on your team?
Well, the whole education process, Sharon, because again, we talked about this earlier, you don't know what you don't know, and many people agents have no idea. So one of my first questions is, have you spoken to someone to get a loan? Like, what do you qualify for? And have you been pre-qualified?
Yeah.
I definitely need to know that. I also need to know if you're working with another agent, because I'm never going to take business from someone else. Yeah. So that's important to me. That is really one of my main questions. And then it's the education process and trying to find out as much information of what their wants, needs, and desires are, and then scaling it back to what you can actually afford.
Yep.
The town that you want to be in. Some people are specific, I only want to be in this town. Some people, it helps me when they are in multiple towns. But it's the entire, I don't know, the agency disclosures, the buyer agency agreement. I have everyone sign that, whether you're my mother, father, sister, brother, or friends. I have everyone sign that because sometimes people, and this happened to me once and it will never happen to me again, they went to an open house, they fell in love with the house. I was doing my own open house, so I couldn't go with them.
Yeah.
They made an offer on that house. That was the only couple I didn't have someone send in, to sign a buyer's agency agreement. And
unfortunately,
I lost that sale, and I had been working with them for 8 months.
Unfortunately, what happens, though, is you get in a situation, and this happened to me with a couple of agents myself this year, that my clients didn't fully understand, and they thought that I was still part of it, and the other agent made it seem that this house is going today, like you don't have time to call Sharon, and if you want to put an offer in, I can put the offer in for you right now. And that happened on two of my clients this year. Older clients, full price offers, no home inspection. Well, that's nice. So that when you go to an open house, the seller's agent is there. They're representing the seller.
Right.
So that's what ends up happening. I mean, the fiduciary responsibility of the seller's agent is to the seller. The fiduciary responsibility to the buyer's is the buyer's agent. You know, and the thing too is when you talk about the education and just knowledge of the process, knowledge of the market. Now that we have this thing called the internet and Google, and everybody has an opinion, and if it's on the internet, it must be right. And Uncle Johnny read this, right?
Yes, it's so difficult. It makes your job so difficult.
Yeah, Uncle Johnny said that I should, you know, the house is on the market for 500, and I should offer 200 because buyers, sellers are desperate right now.
Yeah.
Did you read that on Google? What, from 1997? Like, that isn't true statistics.
And that is true. A lot of these, I was trying to look up some statistics, and I'm reading them thinking, geez, that's not going with what I know.
Yeah.
Right? So I look at it, and it says from 2004. And I think, oh, my gosh.
Well, that made sense then.
Perfect sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, okay, let's just put in the year now. Let's go for the year. Because there's a lot of old. Who's cleaning the internet up? I don't think anyone is.
No one is. And that's the thing. You really have to be careful. And what I try to say to people, especially my first-time home buyers as well, you're getting a lot of advice from a lot of different people. And I promise you, my job is to protect you in every capacity that I possibly can, you know. And that goes with my listing clients as well. You know, even for people, Bob, we were saying, or Cindy, one of us were talking, you know, so people who are, you know, right-sizing, and that's my term, right? People who are right-sizing, leaving that big four-bedroom colonial, and they're going down to a smaller condo, they haven't done it in 25 years. I'm telling you, right?
Things change.
Things have changed. So when I'm giving you the advice and I'm telling you how we do things, it's to best protect you, you know? And I know that sometimes people get a little frustrated because they're like, I'm just going to tell you how it's going to be and this is how I want to do it. And it's because while they were at work that day, people were telling them how their agent did it. And it was like, well, that's great. They were on the market for 9 months. I'm trying to be on the market for a month here, you know, during the holidays.
Here's my least favorite thing. When I have a brand new client, I've never met them, and I got them from a referral or something, and I'm again trying to educate everyone, and we're looking at the properties, and I say, okay, let's talk about what kind of an offer we would like to put in. Everyone, this is my least favorite term. Let's lowball them. Mm-hmm. Okay, it has granite countertops, a maple kitchen, the bathroom is remodeled, all brand new hardwood floors, been painted throughout, brand new roof, new heating system, new AC unit, new septic. What am I lowballing them on? New windows, new everything. Like that, we have to lowball them because you're never going to. So yeah. If it's 290, we're offering 230. And the reason for that would be them. And I have to educate them and educate and educate because my fiduciary responsibility is to them and to guide them. But at the end of the day, so then I have to talk about the whole we don't want to insult.
Yes.
The seller.
Exactly.
Because they can immediately never want to even, you don't won't have a second chance. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah. There'll be no counter offering. But, you know, and that's the thing. Here's a good reason to have the internet. Is because we have the true statistics. Guess what? Yes. Real estate agents are the ones that get to go directly into MLS.
Right.
We don't have to go to Zillow to get an old comp. We don't have to go to Trulia to get an old comp or Realtor.com to get an old comp. We're going into MLS. Right. That's where these companies are pulling the information. We are the ones that put that information in there. So when we're in there, when people are saying that, and when I do, you know, a market analysis for people selling their house, I do the same process for my buyers. You have a four-bedroom colonial that we're thinking about buying with all those upgrades since just noticed. Let's look at another four-bedroom colonial that's sold in the same town in the same similar type of neighborhood or not neighborhood on the busy street, wherever it is, with the same type of upgrades. All right, that house sold for this amount. So that's why the value of this house is this.
Right.
But then if you take a bunch of them, let's just say we find five homes that recently sold within the last 6 months. We put them together. We add them together. Then we divide by five if that's how many comps we have. That gives us our range, right? Add 3% to each end. That's our range of the value of this house. If you look in MLS, when we're doing the statistics, we'll also tell you that in the town of Hanover, there, or the town of Marshfield, or Norwell, Hingham, Hamburg, wherever we are, Duxbury, the house is a sale. The sale price to list price ratio is 98%. 97%. If we can break it down even by price range, you're on the market for $925,000. P.S., by the way, I have a beautiful home over at 30 Lewis Farm Drive in Duxbury that just had a wonderful price adjustment and a price correction to $925. It's awesome. A four-bedroom house. We're doing an open house there on the 17th. You're not going to want to miss that because it's a great home, great, great neighborhood. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what the value of the house is. They don't put it on the market and say, oh, let's just throw a number at them. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
People are getting what they put the houses on the market for.
Correct.
Exactly. Okay. What else you want?
Because they're listening to their agent.
Yeah.
That's what's been happening for me. Mm-hmm. I'm actually having people finally listen to me.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the doorbell, Sharon.
There's the
that?
Doorbell. Yeah, well, I'll get that. Knock, knock. Who's there? Oh, look. It's all about open houses tomorrow. So we are going to be doing a bunch of open houses. The three of us will all be at open houses tomorrow. So, Cindy, you're going to be in Plymouth. We have 2 minutes left. So you're going to be in Plymouth from what time?
12 to 2, 265 Standish Street. It's a brand new listing at the condominium.
Perfect. And what's the price range on that listing?
$245,900.
Perfect. A couple of my listings, 8 Farmside Drives that I already told you about. So if you're part of this multi-generational living, you do not want to miss this. Mary, my assistant, is going to be there tomorrow from 1 to 3. Also have four-bedroom new construction on Equestrian Way. It's the last house available new construction in this 5-lot subdivision in Pembroke. That is in the market for $649,000, and that is going to be from 10 to 12. Bob, you're going to be in Halifax.
We're going to be in Halifax at 374 Plymouth Street. It's a 250-plus-year-old home. That's been completely renovated. It's a new house. It's an old frame. It is spectacular. Hardwood floors, new septic system, new electrical, new baseboard heating, granite countertops in the kitchen, two full bathrooms. It's a beautiful house, and it's the asking price is $369,000.
And perfect. You're going to be there tomorrow?
I'll be there tomorrow from 1 to 3.
Perfect. February 9th at the Adams Center from 7 p.m. to about 8 o'clock, you should figure. Bob Gleason is going to be holding a moving on that seminar.
That's right.
And he's going to have an attorney with him talking about estate planning, how to navigate that home buying and home selling process at the same time.
Give me a call if you would like to come.
Yep.
781-856-6714.
Cindy, phone number?
781-367-4419.
And I am Sharon McNamara. You would just listen to Bob Gleason and Cindy Ford. Sharon McNamara, all of Boston Connect Real Estate, 781-826-8000. For more information, call us.